Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
And that makes it official. Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for wrapping up the week and the month with CNN Student News. After months of primaries and debates, campaign events, and a week-long convention, the Republican Party officially has its presidential and vice presidential nominees. Paul Ryan addressed the Republican convention on Wednesday.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, and fellow citizens, I am honored by the support of this convention for Vice President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, these past 4 years, we have suffered no shortage of words in the White House. What is missing is leadership in the White House. After 4 years of getting the runaround, America needs a turnaround, and the man for the job is Governor Mitt Romney.
His running mate set the stage on Wednesday, and then it was Mitt Romney's turn to take the podium yesterday and give what some analysts called the defining speech of his political career.
I wish President Obama had succeeded because I want America to succeed. But his promises gave way to disappointment and division. This isn't something we have to accept. Now is the moment when we can do something. And with your help, we will do something. Now is the moment when we can stand up and say, I'm an American. I make my destiny. We deserve better. My children deserve better. My family deserves better. My country deserves better.
In states along the U.S. Gulf Coast, the rain will not stop. Isaac was downgraded to a tropical storm on Wednesday and downgraded again to a tropical depression yesterday, but it was still drenching the region. That led to severe flooding in some areas. You can see this neighborhood already underwater. Concerns about rising water levels in other areas led officials to announce mandatory evacuations for tens of thousands of people. On Wednesday, rescue workers helped save around 100 people who did not evacuate in time. As of Thursday, there was one death reported in connection with Isaac. A tow truck driver was hit by a falling tree while he was trying to clear debris off a road in Mississippi. When you see images of natural disasters like the ones from Isaac, you might wonder what you can do about it. There's a way to get involved and support the victims of this disaster and the organizations helping them. Go to the Spotlight section at CNNStudentNews.com and click on Impact Your World. Find out how you can make a difference.